Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Yeah, well, Charlie, that's the big news of the day, isn't it? The fallout from the Bulldogs' loss at the weekend. You know, the Dogs have put out a statement now saying that Trent Barrett resigned or quit last night, on Sunday night. I think the writing was on the wall for Baz regardless. I mean, those stories emerged sort of late as Sunday. We broke that news during the game that there were some meetings to be had on Monday about his future, and the writing was on the wall for him. So, he's obviously got a payout out of the club. It's sad for Trent because we know Trent, he's a good fellow, cracking bloke. But, you've got to win football games. That's ultimately what it comes down to. And if you don't win, you lose your job.
And for them to sack him now, would they have someone up their sleeve straight away? Or?
Well, I don't think, it seems to have happened really quickly. Even though it feels like it's been brewing.
Well, it's only round 10 too,
yeah, really. The end of it sort of felt like it came really suddenly.
Yeah.
You know, it sort of escalated over the weekend after that game on Friday night. And they were pretty poor on Friday night, and it just sort of seemed to happen really quickly. So I don't think they do. You know, they've got Dave Ferner there, who's been a head coach before, and pretty respected guy, and been around a lot of clubs, obviously over the years.
You also got Gus there to help him out as well.
You got Gus there to help out, and I'm not sure if they'll actively go and pursue an interim coach outside the club straight away, because you're looking at there's probably really only Flano maybe.
Yeah.
Paul Green.
Josh Henne.
Josh has obviously got a job at Cronulla, so you'd have to get him out of Cronulla, wouldn't you? So I'm saying guys who actually don't have gigs at the moment.
Yeah,
even Flanner's got a gig. I mean, he's
working
your joint.
He's recruitment, so.
So, you know, it's not, I don't know how easy it will be to get a coach at this point. So they may have to just look within. And as you said, Gus is there. Gus were in training anyway last week, didn't he? Or the week before?
Yeah.
And they won.
Brad Fittler's name's been tossed up.
Is that
is there any truth to that, or is that just a bit of a rumour?
Well, he is close to Gus, obviously. Freddie said in recent years that he would like to be an NRL coach again. I mean, he obviously had that stint at the Roosters, really successful early on. Things sort of went a bit pear-shaped after that. But, you know, he's shown with New South Wales, Freddie, that he's a smart coach. He thinks a bit laterally. And as I said, he's got that great relationship with Gus. So,
would he be willing to give up his Nine and New South Wales deals?
I suppose that's the question, hey? I mean, he's locked in with New South Wales too, so he would have to get out of that deal. I'm sure, you know, if he wanted the job, I don't think New South Wales would stand in his way. But they're a long way down the track. I mean, Origin's in two, I think they picked the team in 2 weeks, don't
three,
they?
Three weeks, I think it is.
So, I mean, a bit hard for him to pull himself out of Origin now.
And is Cameron Serrato a guy that they'd have their eye on as well for next season?
I think they would love Cameron Serrato, though. But whether Cameron Serrato would love them back, that's the issue. We saw with Fitzy, he waited till a good job came along.
Yeah.
And I think Cameron's cut from a similar cloth. I'm not sure whether he'd jump at that job.
So do you think the young coaches would go there straight away, or is it a senior coach that would probably have to pick him up and get him out of the fight they're in at the moment?
Yeah. Well, aside from Flano and Greeny, there's obviously Cam Seraldo, Christian Wolfe, who's in England with St. Helens. And again, I don't think Christian would be able to come straight away because he's locked in with St. Helens.
Yep.
And I don't think he'd walk out in that deal. So I think whoever you get, they're not gonna have to walk in straight away. They'll come in at the end of the season. You add Reid Marnie, Viliami Kikau. I'm sure Gus hasn't finished massaging that roster. I reckon you walk into a pretty good situation. I don't know about you. What do you think, Woodsy?
I reckon that's probably what they lack this year, is a really, really decent Nine. And I think Gus probably would have tried to do anything he could to get Reid Marnie this year.
Mm.
But obviously, with Hodgson going down at Canberra, you know, he was probably the one that was going to take Marnie's spot at Parra. That sort of fell through. So, and like you said, getting Viliami Kikau next year, their back row is going to be really good. It's just that spine. And, you know, you look at the real good sides, Melbourne, Penrith, they've got a real consistent spine and they dominate every week.
Well, they've got to find a fullback because sounds like Matt Duffy's going to Warrington. That's just if it's not a done deal, it's...
But then who's the other fullbacks there in the market?
Well, they've got Corey Allen, but again, he hasn't really had a shot
there. Every week.
There was some talk Josh Adokar would get a start at fullback this week, but now Trent's gone. I don't know whether that changes the idea there, but... You're right. There's not many fullbacks.
He's got Drinkwater. Is he off contract next year
or the year
after?
He's off contract in 12 months' time.
Okay,
he's a perfect one for them, Charlie. I reckon they need points. Mm. He's a player like probably more known for his tacking prowess. And, you know, sometimes you probably want to you know, you're looking up there, when you hear Toddy talk after the game, they want that controlling half, whereas they've got Chad Townsend now, whereas it gives the option of Drinkwater to score points in attack because he's got the calm half now.
He's sort of become their fullback now. But Hammers,
he was injured and he was playing some really good footy, and if it releases the cap up there, don't forget they've got Leilua going there next year, so, and they want to be able to keep Nenai and Luki. He's a gun too. So yeah.
I think they've done Luki a bit longer, but Nenai's only one year deal. So
if you're watching the way he's playing, his price tag's going up.
Queenslander Woodsy, yes.
It's a brutal industry though. Barrett, I'm pretty sure he was at a pub. I think Hoops did an article for Fox Sports that Barrett was sitting in a pub at a wake, and then the news came up quick though, Charlie.
I think it's happened really fast. I think the plan was for.
But Gus said 2 weeks ago that long term Barrett's going to be the man that gets Canberra up.
Yeah, but
there.
They can sell it. They can see they've worked it well, right?
They can sell it that
Trent resigned.
I've also read what's the members' stuff there like?
So how does that work? Directors get voted in every 2 years.
Yep.
So they have elections every 2 years. And those directors were getting rung up by fans or members
and just abused,
calling for Trent's head basically.
So it's basically not just Gus's decision.
The board obviously has a say in it because they've got to approve a payout of it.
He cops a lot of flack, Gus, too. And
he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brings some on himself, though, occasionally, Gus.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.